This is KCUR 89.3. Gaining a competitive edge in sports occasionally requires some forward thinking. There's an athlete in Kansas who operates in reverse, and as Greg Eklund reports for KCUR, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Bethany College track and cross country coach Aaron Yoder taught country dancing when he was a grad student at Fort Hays State. One move is nimbly sliding your feet backward. His favorite artist?
Garth Brooks, yeah, there were some good Garth.
What song?
Callin' Baton Rouge. That was a good one.
Yoder's musical tastes fit in with his main passion, retro running. In other words, running backward. These days, Yoder trains on the treadmill for this weekend's World Championships for backward running in Italy. Yoder, a world record holder in three retro running events and a fourth soon to be ratified, says running backward piqued his interest early.
Actually, as a kid, I started doing it because I was trying to get in better shape for other sports.
Yoder's first world record running backward came almost 3 years ago in the mile, a distance with deep roots in Kansas. Think legendary Olympians Wes Santee and Jim Ryan. That was around the time Yoder decided to focus on running backward, because a few years earlier, doctors advised him not to run, period. He was a high school champion in the mile, but by his mid-20s, a chronically injured left knee led to arthritis. Running backward, however, makes Yoder feel more comfortable. So that's what he's doing at the age of 32.
A big difference is just kind of the stress you put on your joints. When you're running backwards, you don't have as much pressure on your knee because you're landing behind yourself.
Dr. Brian Ware, a podiatrist in Kansas City, says he understands Yoder's stubbornness because he's a runner himself.
You know, with runners, it's a mindset. We do not like to take time off.
When Ware takes off his running shoes and puts on his white coat, he backs up Yoder's claims. And there's another benefit to backward running.
The posture is a little bit better backwards running because when you tend to get fatigued in forward running, your back muscles get overused because you lean forward.
One of Yoder's best runners at Bethany, Noah Smucker, ended up with a leg injury. He took up Yoder's suggestion to run backward and has been inspired since, especially when he saw Yoder break the treadmill from using it so much.
I always knew he was a little different, but when I saw him do that, I definitely knew he was something different.
Yoder takes that as a compliment. While growing up in rural Peabody, Kansas, he says he came from a family that likes to stay active. But within the family, no one else was running backward.
My mom would tell the stories of we would go out in the country, she'd have her bike, and she would time me while I did some mile runs. And so, yeah, there's definitely the family knew, but I don't think they really knew it was a thing either. Just, oh, Aaron's just doing what he does.
But Yoder's twin brother and his parents are now retro running. They'll all compete in Bologna, Italy at the World Championships too. Retro running is popular in Europe. This will be the seventh running of the World Championships. It takes place every other year. Yoder's next hope is that it catches on more in the U.S. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.
For more stories about area sports, go to kcur.org.